Please open your Bibles to the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. Romans, the 8th chapter in your Scofield Bible, page 1202. 1202, beginning with verse 26. We'll read responsively through verse 31. The text verses are the first two verses, verses 26 through 27. Let us please stand for the reading of this passage. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. And Father, do that work today that thou wouldst be pleased to do. In order for that work to be done collectively, we need to realize and sense thy presence here. Individually, we need to open our hearts and our minds to thee. Help it to be so, and speak through our preacher. In Jesus' name, amen.
Sing out. You would like me to sing out, like out in the street? Thank you very much. All right. I have a chapter in my book on the Holy Spirit. Maybe a book on prayer. Maybe I have the subject in both of them. I think it's the chapter of the book on the Holy Spirit. I have a chapter entitled, The Holy Spirit, Our Prayer Partner. Now, the sermon I'm going to bring this morning is not from that chapter, but I'm using the title, so it has nothing to do with that particular, no direct connection with that particular chapter in my book. But I want to bring you a wonderful, wonderful, sweet, blessed truth this morning called The Holy Spirit, My Prayer Partner. The Holy Spirit, My Prayer Partner. Father, thank you for this wonderful book. Thank you for a wonderful Savior. Thank you for a wonderful salvation. And then, of course, thank you for your gift, the gift of the Father, the promise of the Father, it says, the gift of the Holy Spirit to indwell us. Thank you for all he means to me and to us. Thank you for his comfort. Holy Spirit, thank you for comforting us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for filling us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for teaching us. But thank you for this particular ministry about which we'll speak this morning. Bless us together. Amen. I'm just going to read. You don't have to turn to it again. These two verses. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit, that's Holy Spirit itself, maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. It says, sometimes we don't know what to ask for. If we don't know what to ask for, Holy Spirit knows what we need. He just tells the Father for us what we need. For the Spirit himself maketh intercession with groaning for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts, that's the Holy Spirit, knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What a wonderful truth. The Holy Spirit makes intercession for me with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that when I pray, sometimes I don't know what I need. And I come to God and I say to God, Dear God, I do not know what I need. Please do not misunderstand me. I hardly ever have a down day. very seldom. Most of the time I'm on topside. But Monday, this past Monday, was the third hardest day of my life. I really was. I knew that I was going to have a man on nationwide television tell a bunch of scandalous lies about me. And I could picture myself in the living rooms of millions of people across America. And I, it was apart from the 2 days that I got alone in a motel and answered Mr. Sumner's dirty lies. That was the hardest day of my life. And I kept praying all day. I was in the Pittsburgh airport, and I was there about an hour. I went to the men's room, and I just stayed there in one of those stalls, and I just said, Lord, I don't know what to ask for. I just need something. I don't know what it is. I just need something. Now, you've been there as I've been there. You've been to the place sometimes in your life where you did not know what you needed, but you know you knew you needed something. In a case like that, you come to God, the Father, and you say, Dear Father, I do not know what I need, but there's something, I know I need something. And Father, whatever it is, I need it. And guess what? The Holy Spirit who lives in you, He says to the Father, Father, I know what He needs. I know exactly what He needs. So you just come to God and say, God, I don't know what I need. The Holy Spirit says, hey, I do. Father, send Him this. And I was about as far down as a guy could get. I dreaded to walk in the service Monday night because I knew that folks are, there that had seen that garbage and so forth. And I walked in, and I was concerned about the crowd. And all of a sudden, I saw probably the biggest crowd I'd seen in that church in all the 15 years I've been there. And the pastor said, all the preachers stand, and 45 preachers stood from all over that area. And not a metropolitan area, not a heavily populated area. And down around Marietta, Ohio, and Parkersburg, West Virginia. And all of a sudden, the whole load just lifted. And I said, thank you. That's what I needed. I did not know what I needed. This morning, maybe you don't know exactly what you need. And the Lord said, you just come and just say, Lord, I don't know what it is, but I need something. And the dear Holy Spirit, that wonderful person that came into me when I got saved, that comforter, that counselor, that guide, that teacher, that wonderful third mentioned person of the Godhead who lives in every single believer, He makes intercession for you with groanings which cannot be uttered. Sometimes you come to God and say, oh, God, oh, oh, God. And the Holy Spirit says, Father, this is what He's trying to say. And He tells the Father what you're trying to say. What a wonderful, wonderful passage. The Holy Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. What a wonderful truth. What does it mean? It means that sometimes I can't even talk. Sometimes I just cry. I say, Dear God, and God said, what in the world is He trying to say? And the Holy Spirit says, I know what He's trying to say. I know what He's trying to say. And He relays to the Heavenly Father. Have you ever gotten a place? Maybe a loved one passed away. Or maybe a loved one didn't pass away. And I've often said my mother had three heartaches in life. She had a daughter, and she died when she was 7. She had a second daughter, and she died when she was 7. She had a third daughter, and she didn't die when she was 7. But maybe that's my sister. But anyway, I heard something. I got to tell you. The devil is working in me today. He's the one that made me send that nice note to the Hammond Times. But a new student came to our school and walked up to my sister and said, you must be a wonderful woman to have reared a great man like Dr. Jack Heil. Oh, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. Glory to God in the highest. I love it, I love it, I love it. So, now on Mother's Day, my sister will be hearing from me and so forth. But maybe somebody precious to you passed away, and you couldn't speak. Maybe you walked away. I've been there. You've been there. You walked away, and you couldn't talk. You just cried. You said, "Oh God," and you couldn't say anything. And your heart was broken. Your heart was heavy. And the Holy Spirit said, "Father, this is what He's saying." And the Holy Spirit takes what you cannot speak, groanings which cannot be uttered, the words you cannot say, requests you cannot make, and prayers you cannot pray. And the Holy Spirit says, "I want to tell you, Father, what He's saying. He means this, and this is what He wants." I'm so glad there's somebody praying with me, my prayer partner, who knows what I need more than I know what I need. And by the way, sometimes I want something, but I don't need it. I may not need it. And I say, "Holy Spirit, if I don't need that, you don't let that prayer get through." I mean, you tell the Father what I need. And because sometimes I think I need something I don't need. And so, it means, what does it mean? Holy Spirit maketh intercession with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Ah, what a wonderful truth. What does it mean? It means something else. It means when I praise God, the Holy Spirit tells him how I feel. I go alone every day for 15 minutes and do nothing but praise God. You've heard me say it. Take a 3x5 card like this and take a... That's not a 3x5 card. That's an envelope, but I'll play like a 3x5 card. And I'll write down for 60 seconds. I'll write down all the good things I can think of that God has done for me in the last day. Then I take the 3x5 card and go through that, and everything on that card I praise God for. I'm talking about I have a spell. I mean, I'm out in the woods. Nobody's there. I take off my shoes, put them on my hands, clap them together, and I'm down in the woods. And the other day, I saw 3 deer looking at me, wondering what was going on. And it really did. I was having a spell. I bowed my head. I said, "Praise the Lord!" Looked up, and there they stood with their heads cocked like that. Why, they could, they're within 10 feet of me. I don't know whether deer are dangerous or not, but I didn't stay around to see. But I praised God, and I said, "Lord, I thank you. You're a wonderful God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah." But sometimes I feel like I haven't done a good job. And sometimes I feel like God deserves more praise than I gave Him. Maybe I'm a little tired that day, or maybe my mind is a little dull that day. I know it's always dull. But I feel like I haven't done a good job. And I say, "Holy Spirit, would you tell God I appreciate what He's done for me? Would you tell him what I'm trying to say?" I must use this, Dr. Jorgensen. Dr. Jorgensen's mind is more analytical than mine is. Dr. Jorgensen is a brilliant man. He's an intellectual. I'm not. I'm a hell-raising preacher. That's all I am. But he's an intellectual. So, when we're together, every Saturday morning we're together, Dr. Evans is there. Well, Dr. Evans is a little between Dr. Jorgensen and me. He's every bit as much an intellectual as Dr. Jorgensen is, but he was reared on a farm. Dr. Jorgensen is a city slicker and everything, and he was reared on a farm. And so, Dr. Evans and I were reared more alike. Dr. Evans was reared sort of poor, and I was reared very poor. But sometimes Dr. Jorgensen and I have a little hard time understanding each other. I don't mean figuring each other out. I mean, I don't understand what he's saying. He uses big words. Like Dr. Anderson said, Dr. Russell Anderson said, I like 2-syllable words only, like money and dividends and just 2-syllable words only. But yesterday, Dr. Jorgensen was acting like an intellectual, which is sort of stupid to me, you know. And I said, "Doc, I'm not following you." And he tried again. And I said, "Doc, I can't follow you." I turned to Dr. Evans. I said, "You know what he's saying?" And Dr. Evans said, "I think I do." So Dr. Evans told me what Dr. Jorgensen was saying. And sometimes I look up to God and say, "God, I praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo!" And the Father says to the Holy Spirit, "What did he say?" And the Holy Spirit says, "He sure loves you. He's saying He loves you. He's saying you're wonderful. He's saying you're a great God. That's what he's saying." I'm so glad I have the Holy Spirit to tell the Father what I can't tell him. Sometimes I'm burdened and I cry and I can't tell him what I want to tell him. But the Holy Spirit maketh intercession for me and tells the Father what I want. And sometimes he tells the Father what I'm trying to say when I just can cry. And sometimes he tells the Father how much I love him when I'm praising God and saying, "I love you and praise you." And the Holy Spirit says, "Father, he really means that. I know." The Holy Spirit says, "I live with him all the time. I live with them all the time. Now, Father, you're up there in heaven, and you got a good view, but you're up there in the press box. I'm down in the field. I know Hiles like nobody else knows him. I live with him all the time. I know how he feels, and Father, he does love you, and he does praise you, and he means every word that he says. Thank God! I've got somebody who knows me well, who knows I'm sincere. When I praise my God, he can say, he's telling you the truth. He's telling you the truth. There are other times also it means when I thank him. It means when I thank my Father for what he's done for me. And Father, thank you for your blessings. And thank you for your mercy. And thank you for giving your Son. And thank you that you suffered hell for me as he suffered hell for me. And thank you my name is written in heaven. And thank you for food to eat. And thank you for friends and loved ones. And thank you for family. And thank you for clothes, and thank you for a warm house, and thank you for a car to drive. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But sometimes I feel like I don't do a good job of it, and I try again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And somehow I feel, I just can't feel like I can do it properly. And I say, Holy Spirit, would you tell him what I'm trying to say? And the Holy Spirit says, Father, you and I have been together for eternity. We've always been together. We know each other, and I know you. And now for these 52 years nearly, I've been living with Jack Hiles. In fact, his body's my home. I've been living there 52 years, and he's made such a good home for me. In fact, he's enlarged the place where I live. And he says, Father, he is appreciative. He does thank you. And I want you to know, if anybody in this world thanks you for what you do for him, it's Jack Hiles. Sometimes he can't express it too well because you're God and he is man. And sometimes because you're a deity and he's flesh, he can't express it too well. But, Father, I've lived with him. I know his heart. In fact, I've lived right in his heart now for these 52 years. And he's sincere and he is grateful to you. And I thank God for the Holy Spirit, my intercessor, who says to the Father things that I cannot say. He tells him what I need when I don't know what I need. He tells him what I mean when I can't pray because I'm woken up and weeping. He tells him that when I praise him that I mean it and translates my praises to him. He tells him my gratitude. And then I love this especially when I tell him I love him. I mean this. I do love him. I love him. And I've never loved him like I love him today. But I feel so inadequate to tell him. How do you tell God you love him? With one little vocabulary, how can you tell God who searcheth the reins of the heart that you love him? And I get alone and I say, oh God, I love you. You know, I said this morning early, I said, you know, I love you. I love you. What a wonderful God you are. And yet somehow in my soul, I wanted to love him like he ought to be loved. And I fell on my face in my office and I said, Holy Spirit, tell him what I'm trying to say. And the Holy Spirit says, Father, he does love you. He really does love you. And I claim this verse. What does this verse mean? It's wonderful truth. It means that the Holy Spirit, when I tell God I love him, the Holy Spirit tells the Father how I love him and confirms what I said. When I praise him, he confirms it. When I worship him, he confirms it. When I thank him, he confirms it. When I pray and don't know what I need, he tells him what I need. Isn't that a wonderful thing to have somebody that, look, if you make some stupid request in prayer, dear God, give me this, and God knows you're going to break your neck with it, like a motorcycle or something, and you say, God, give me a motorcycle. Holy Spirit says, Lord, he means a car. No, I didn't say Ford. I said car. But and so that's why I say to the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, if there's anything that I've asked the Father for that's not good for me, you just change it. You have power of attorney, and you just change it before it gets to him. Glory to God, what a Savior we have, and what a salvation we have, and the blessed joy of knowing, living in me, in my body, the Holy Spirit of God, one member of the triune God, a member of the Godhead, lives in me. He's Christ able to know how I feel and transfer it to the Father. He's able to know what I need and tell the Father. He's able to know how to tell the Father how much I love Him and how much I praise Him and how much I thank Him. But let me tell you this, and I love this very, very much. It's also reversed. Sometimes Dr. Jorgensen says to me, Brother House, what are you saying? And I say, look, you dimwit, can't you understand English? And no, I don't say that. I say, look, you stupid idiot. But anyway, sometimes, and Dr. Evans has to tell Dr. Jorgens what I mean. And not only does the Holy Spirit come to the Father for me, but it comes to me for the Father. It's reversed. It means that He tells me how much God loves me. I can't comprehend deity, the language of deity. But I have a friend that lives in me that is deity. And he goes to the Father, and the Father says, He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. And so I come and I try to walk in the Spirit so I can have an ear to hear. And the dear Holy Spirit comes and says, the Father sure does love you. And I say, I don't understand that. Holy Spirit says, let me tell you how much He loves you. And the Holy Spirit tells me, before I know it, I'm having a spell and shouting and praising God because God loves me. I am so glad that my Father in heaven tells of His love in the book He has given. Wonderful things in the Bible I see, but this is the dearest, that Jesus loves me. But I read the Bible and I know it, but somehow or other I have a hard time comprehending it. And the Holy Spirit says to me, if I walk in Him and have an ear to hear, He says, the Father really does love you. Really does love you. And He confirms and convinces me. In October 1984, I desperately had to have confirmation of the love of God for me. In 1984, in October, I prayed all night long one night. In fact, I do it often, but I prayed all night long one night. And I said, oh God, I've got to have some proof that You love me and that You're still pleased with me. I've got to have it. And all night long I prayed. I said, God, give me some. Let me know You love me. And then 2 weeks later, I got a letter from a lady. She said, I get your tapes every week. She said, what's happened to your cough? She said, you coughed all the time for 20-some-odd years. She said, I got your sermon this week on tape. You didn't cough one time. I went to my office and I grabbed a recording machine and put last Sunday's tape on it and heard it. And I didn't cough one time. And I'd been coughing all those years and embarrassed to preach and think I was making a fool of myself. And some of you folks remember those days. And God bless you. You put up with an awful lot all those years. If it weren't for the fact that I gave you so many good truths and I weren't such a wonderful person, you wouldn't have put up with it. But anyway, all those years, and then I didn't cough once. And I played the night sermon, and I didn't cough any in the night sermon either. And I went and had my chest x-rayed and found out that God had healed me. And God was saying, I love you, my child. I love you, my child. But there are times, God can't heal my throat every week. but maybe He can heal my brain next time. But He can't heal my throat every week. And so sometimes I say, Lord, do You love me? And sometimes He doesn't come down and perform a miracle. He says, Holy Spirit, He walks with you. You live in Him. Tell Him how much I love Him. Monday night, about 12:15, I felt the sweet, tender hands of the Holy Spirit as He put His arms around me and said, God loves you. He loves you. Oh, let me tell you today, God loves you. Oh, my soul, He loves you. Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me again. He loves you. And if you have any doubt, walk in the Spirit. Turn the box off for a while and walk with the Spirit. Close your dirty magazines for a while and walk in the Spirit. Cancel some of your picnics and ball games and fun and ha-ha and walk in the Spirit for a while. And you'll have ears to hear and you'll know how much God loves you, because He who lives in you will take the love of God and let you know how much God loves you. But there's something else I want you to get. Not only is this intercession we find in Romans 8:27 and 6:27, and he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what's in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
And it says He maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Not only does the Holy Spirit come and take feelings that I can't put in words and tell the Father what I mean, and then He takes the feelings the Father feels for me and tells me what the Father means, but there's another. He also expresses to us what we think of each other and what we're trying to say of each other. Sort of like I mentioned a while ago, kidding. I said the Holy Spirit would have to tell you what I thought when I said thinking of you. And that's in jest, but the truth is, the Holy Spirit does that. Have you ever looked at somebody and you love them and you say, I love you, but it didn't seem like you got through? Are you listening to me? Did you ever hope? That's one reason why we ask the question. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Because we want what we say to be absorbed. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? And sometimes we say things to each other and somehow we feel like we didn't get our point across. I know sometimes I stand up here and feel like it, nobody's here. And you're here physically, but you don't even know why I'm here. I want to say with the prophet Jeremiah, is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? And I say, oh, Holy Spirit, tell me what I'm trying to say. And did you ever do that? Sometimes the Holy Spirit comes to us and says, well, okay, these men on the platform, take Brother Ray. There's no way to describe how I appreciate this man right here. No way. I'm using it as an example. What a wonderful man. What a loyal man. You don't know the way this man has stood up for me all through these years. And sometimes I say, Holy Spirit, tell him how much I love him. I don't have any way to do it. And, Spirit of God, tell him. I begged him for 3 months to tell you how I feel towards you. I long to be able to convey my gratitude. But I don't know how to do it. Sometimes I'll do it and I'll say it fell flat. They didn't understand. But thank God, I have a person living in me who also lives in you. And he comes to you and he says, that preacher, you don't know how grateful that preacher is. And you don't know how much he loves you. And the Holy Spirit comes and tells each other what we're trying to say. We cannot say what we will try to say. We cannot communicate what we want to say. But not only does my intercessor tell him what I want and need and tell him what I'm trying to say and tell me what he's trying to say, but he tells you what I'm trying to say and tells me what you're trying to say. Thank God we fail in futility and we stumble and fumble and cannot transfer our feelings toward each other. But thank God our intercessor tells us how we really feel. Everybody who's written me a letter during these last 3 months, everybody's written me a letter from around the country. I've read every letter. And we've sent a letter from me to every one of them. And I've said, Holy Spirit, tell them how I feel. These words look so cold on a piece of paper. Tell them how I feel. I probably shouldn't say this, but it's such a beautiful thing. Beautiful illustration. I prayed all day Monday. I said, Holy Spirit, show the truth. Show the truth. Say what I could not say. Show the truth. Show the truth. Sometimes words won't do it, but a touch of the arm will. Sometimes a squeeze of a hand. Sometimes a pat on the back speak better than words do. But when the pat on the back fails, and the squeeze of the arm fails, and the touch of the hand fails, and the articulation of the voice fails, there's somebody who lives in us that can come to our friends and say, this is how he feels. He really loves you. He really appreciates you. I had a preacher's question and answer session. So almost every Tuesday, where I go, almost every Tuesday, they have a luncheon for preachers and full-time workers. And they have a question and answer time. And so we had one this last Tuesday in Marietta, Ohio. And I'm guessing 45, 50 preachers were there. had a question and answer session, of course. Since I'm so brilliant, I always answer the questions, and they ask them. Main reason is I don't know any questions. I know a lot of answers, but I don't know what questions they go with. But anyway, I answer the questions. And one fellow stood up, and he said, "Dr. Hiles, I want you to know the preachers in this area love you, and they're with you." And I said, "Thank you." And the pastor said, "Don't forget to pray for Brother Hiles. He's the captain of our team. We love him, Brother Myron Giler, as a pastor. Been there 15 consecutive years. He's a dear, beloved friend." And he said, "Let's have a prayer for Dr. Hiles right now." And during the prayer, he reached over and patted me on the knee. And the Holy Spirit said, "He really cares. He really cares. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith." That's one of the main reasons to walk in the Spirit. Did you know that a husband and wife that walk in the Spirit can express their love better than a husband and wife that don't walk in the Spirit? Because you got somebody to tell her how you really feel. I bet in some cases you don't want him to tell her. But did you know that a church can get along better if we walk in the Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit can tell us how we feel. And the friends can get along better who walk in the Spirit, because the Holy Spirit can tell us how we feel. I close with this. This is big church. I can't sit across the table from everybody here and eat. There was a day when I could go to the homes and eat. That's all behind now. No way I could do that anymore. Not too big. There are many of you I'll never be able to share a meal with you. And I beg the Holy Spirit. I say, "Would you let everybody there know I love them? I can't be with everybody. I can't." I say it about the young people. "I can't be with the young people like I want to be with them. Holy Spirit, let those young people know I love them." When people in our church are seriously ill, I try to drive by their house every day when I'm in town, which is almost every day. I'm only gone one day a week. Basically, Tuesday is all. Deacons last night. The deacon made a motion. We're talking about the budget. He said, "Make a motion. We give the pastor a raise." And another deacon said, "Why? He only works 2 days a week. Just a part-time worker." But, I hate that Dick Kennedy. But anyway, I drive by the house of people who are seriously ill every day. And I drive by their house and say, "Oh, God, work in the body of that one." There's a man in this church. I've drove by his house every day that I'm home for months and beg God to bless him and heal his body. And I say, I envy this man right here. Because I cannot keep this work going and do all I'm supposed to do and take care of the hospital visits and the sick visits. And I say often to the Holy Spirit, "Let the people tell the people that I hurt when they hurt. Tell them when they have cancer. The preacher's heart is broken. Tell the young people when they're on an activity with the preacher would love to be there. Transfer from me what I'm trying to say." And the Holy Spirit, if you have an ear to hear, He'll tell you, "I love you." If you don't feel like the preacher loves you, you just told on yourself, you're not walking in the Spirit. Because the Spirit's telling you. Because I told Him to tell you. Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful truth. That when I come to God and say, "Dear God, I don't know what I need," the Holy Spirit maketh intercession and tells Him what I need. When I say, "I love you," and I somehow can't get it, but I can word it properly, Holy Spirit says, "Father, let me tell you, I know your language. He does love you." When I praise Him, Holy Spirit says, "He really is grateful, and He really does praise you, and He does exalt you, and He does think you're wonderful." And then when the Father comes to me to tell me He loves me, the Holy Spirit comes and says, "He really does love you." And then there, that sweet, wonderful bind between Spirit-filled, Spirit-led people, when we try to express how we feel to somebody else, the dear Holy Spirit makes intercession for us. What a wonderful, wonderful truth. And what a blessed Father. And what a wonderful Savior. And what a wonderful Holy Spirit who makes intercession for me.
My daddy got a board 2x4 after me one time. I mean a 2x4. I mean a 2x4, 2x4. And he got after me, and he's going to spank me with it. And my mama said, Athy, don't hit him, Athy. Don't hit him with that, Athy. Athy, don't hit him with that. And I said, Amen, Athy. Don't hit him with that. Don't hit him with that, Athy. Don't do it. And my mama said, don't hit him with that. Oh, Athy, I know he's been a bad boy, but don't do it. Don't do it. And my mother stood between me and my daddy, and she saved me from getting hit by 2x4 from my daddy. And daddy walked out, cussing, left, got in the car and drove off mad. And I said, thank you, mother. She said, thank me nothing. You stay here, son. You have been bad. She went out in the backyard. We had a peach tree in the backyard. She used those limbs to take care of me, and it never one peach ever bloomed on that tree at all. And she went out in the backyard, and she got a switch, and she came, and she said, 2x4, no. Switch, yes. Oh, she turned me over her knee. And we, back in those days, boys wore short pants. You wore short pants until you were 10. Now girls wear short pants after they're 10. But and Mama hit me across the leg with that switch. And I said, oh, Daddy, come back with that 2x4. And Mama said, son, this is what you need. You don't need to be killed. You just need to suffer, that's all. And my mama whacked me like that. And thank God I have a blessed Holy Spirit. And he came in. By the way, this morning, if you're not saved, you'll come in just like that. Oh, how can I have this intercessor? Accept the Savior. And the minute you accept the Savior as your Savior, God will forgive your sins, write your name in heaven, make you a child of God, and this wonderful intercessor will come in your body to live immediately. And then you will have somebody to pray with you and for you. And somebody to tell the Father what you mean and tell you what He means. And tell those others that have Him in them what you mean and tell you what they mean. What a wonderful salvation. What a blessed, blessed Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. 3 cheers for Jesus. Thank God for the book. Praise the Lord for salvation. And thank Him so much for this wonderful, wonderful comforter and guide and strength who lives in us and who shares with our Father what we cannot tell Him and tells us what we cannot understand and tells each other how we feel one about the other. Ah, rejoice in Him today. Walk in Him today. Have an ear to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. What a wonderful life. Our Heavenly Father.